The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. Welcome to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. The Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour brings to you the very latest nutrition information, and the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers bring you EDLP. More about EDLP during the show. Here are your hosts, Al Foreman and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist.
Start spreading. Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. It is Tuesday, June 6th, and I am sitting in with Janet in her palatial office with our very special guest today. And the weather here is not what you call Florida weather, not right now. But hopefully at some point today, maybe we'll see a break of sunshine somewhere. But we are here. We're open till 8 o'clock tonight. And we have some great specials going on in the store, which I'm sure you'll be very happy to find out about. We'll let our listeners know as we go through the show some of the specials that we're running today and entice you to come in and do a little shopping. But first, let me welcome our nutritionist, Janet Cimarelli. Good morning, Janet.
Good morning, Al.
And our very special guest, Dr. Russ Tannenbaum. Good morning, Russ. It's a pleasure to have you with us today.
Thank you.
We brought you on today to give our listeners a little indication as to how important it is to deal with medical doctors, because medical doctors do a service. You are in the category of helping people in the way that most other practitioners may not be able to. So you're a holistic practitioner in my eyes, because you look to get to the heart of the problem and solve it in an easy manner that people can adjust to and benefit by. So give our listeners a little background about your history so they know where you're coming from.
I began practicing in 1982. I'm a chiropractic physician. I'm also certified in acupuncture. And I've been doing nutritional counseling and applied kinesiologist.
Hold on one minute, Russ. I'm sorry, I didn't hear that, Joe.
Okay, right. We're going to try it now.
Russ, try it again. I'm sorry.
I began practicing in 1982. I got my degree in chiropractic, and I'm also certified in acupuncture. I began learning applied kinesiology in my early years and used it all these years to help people who have other things other than spinal problems, such as digestive issues, allergies, so on and so forth, in order to help them have a more fruitful life and not experience the problems that a lot of people do who have maladies with different different diseases and disease processes.
And you're located right in Margate here.
Yes, I'm in Margate, Florida.
And what is the address of your office and the phone number so people can jot it down? Because I think that most people or some people listening to the show today may have a need to call you and come in for a consultation.
It's 5800 Colonial Drive, Suite 305, Margate, Florida, 33063. And the telephone number is 954-968-8400.
All right. And I'm sure during the course of the show, we'll be able to repeat it so that people can hear better and understand better and why they should be calling you. So I know we have a lot of topics to cover today. You mentioned the fact that you do help people with different issues other than chiropractic care.
Yes.
But it all falls under the same umbrella. And explain to our listeners why it falls under the same umbrella.
Because my approach to treating people, as an example, with digestive issues is not only to find out what type of diet they're on, and what type of digestive issues they're having, whether it's irritable bowel syndrome, acid reflux, Crohn's disease, any of those things, you have to find out what their diet is. That's the number one thing. And I take a good history of them to find out what kind of medications they're on and their lifestyle and do they exercise and so on and so forth. And I also have the approach, of course, the chiropractic approach to digestive issues, meaning that the nurse applied to the digestive system is in your thoracic spine. So if you have any fixations or vertebrae in your middle back that are locked up, it can cause you to have digestive issues. And you can take supplements from Natural next year. If you have any nerve interference, you're never going to get better. So I incorporate that with the nutritional counseling as well.
Well, let's go one step back. I know Janet, in all her years of experience in dealing with people, I know digestive issues is probably one of the major factors that you see people with.
Certainly.
And when people, for the first time, they come in to see you, what is the general way you handle a brand new patient that you've never seen before?
First thing I do is I have them fill out a patient questionnaire and look at their history, medications they're on, any maladies they may have, any diabetes, any hypertension, what their familial history is, and also their eating habits. Then I go over and I sit down with them, and we talk over specifically what their symptoms are. What time of day do they have the problem? Is it before they eat? Is it after they eat? And then we specifically go over their diet. And what I find in many, many people is that the two biggest culprits with digestive issues are cow's milk and gluten, and a lot, especially in children. Children get ear infections from it. They have digestive issues. And I tell people that the humans are another only animal that drink another animal's milk, and that cow's milk has a lot of things in it that people are allergic to. Gluten is another allergen that a lot of people have. So if you take them off those two things, and I do it for 2 weeks, and I give them a chiropractic adjustment, I give them an exercise to do with a tennis ball to push their hiatal hernia down if that's the case, and I schedule them for 2 weeks, and usually their second visit, everything, most of their problems are gone. So I pride myself on treating people two or three times, and they can be suffering for 20, 30 years, and just in two or three visits, they're better, and I say bye to them, and they live a happy, more healthful life without all of the stress.
So if I'm understanding correctly, you get satisfaction on people coming to visit with you and then dismissing them after they've been helped.
In the shortest amount of time, yes.
All right, that's a great philosophy. I think it's well-deserved because I think, Janet, you probably have had people come in with digestive issues on a regular basis that may have had a problem in solving it. And I know we use supplements to treat digestive issues. What are some of the things, in addition to that, that you have recommended for the issues that Russ just brought up?
Well, my experience with digestive issues has to do so many times with trauma or stress. And we talked about stress and anxiety yesterday on the show.
Right.
And I think that very often those neurological issues certainly play a role and are contributing to a specific aspect to the production of certain stress hormones that lead to inflammation that ultimately lead to digestive symptoms. And certainly when you're going about doing chiropractic adjustment, typically the type of chiropractic adjustment that most people associate with chiropractic, which would be the spinal cord, the neck, the cervical spine, and so on, that's going to be a supportive benefit. And then when you have specific physical manipulation to address the digestive system, certainly that all comes together. So, pardon me. Stress management, lifestyle, dietary change, supplements, and use of chiropractic, it all goes together. We are integrated beings, so many different systems of our body interact.
And the people that you've seen, Rush, are the people that do not have digestive issues and they only come in for chiropractic treatment?
Yes, I have probably about 60% of my practice are people that come in with neck pain, back pain, carpal tunnel, temporomandibular joint dysfunction, knee pain, shoulder pain, and they come, they want an alternative care to taking medicines or having injections, or sometimes they're even told they need surgery and they want to avoid that at all costs.
I can't blame them. I think surgery would be the last resort for anybody to consider when it comes to pain in those body parts that you had mentioned. I know from my own experience, I am a total believer in chiropractic care. And the fact that you do manual manipulation, in my eyes, is the best way a chiropractor can help people that are undergoing painful situations in any part of their body. There are many chiropractors, the new school of chiropractors, as I like to call them, use machines. And they're not hands-on. They're not manipulators of the body. And I'm not sure whether it's because they're not totally familiar with the entire body, even though they may have passed their school exams and their testing that had to be done to get their license, or it's a fact they just don't like to do manual manipulation for whatever reason possible. But from your schooling days, when you were taught, what were you taught? Were you taught manual manipulation or were you taught to use machines?
I was taught only manual manipulation. The only treatment that I'd learned outside after I got my chiropractic degree was I took a few courses on what's called an activator, and that's a small gun that you use to adjust the spine. And I only use that.
Gun sounds so terrifying.
Well, it's kind of like
a little clicker.
A little clicker. How's that?
Okay.
And what did I use that for? I personally use it for people that are osteoporotic that you don't want to do a manual manipulation on. Because you may, unless if people are on blood thinners or if they have brittle bones, you don't want to do an osseous manipulation on them. Even though the manipulation I do on patients is very gentle, sometimes the activator can be used on people who have osteoporosis, or sometimes it's very good to use on a wrist or an elbow for extremity adjusting.
Well, based upon that situation and what you learned in school, the manual manipulation. Do you know if they're teaching differently today?
I don't know if they're teaching differently today, but I'm going to be starting to having interns come to my office. They started a chiropractic program with Kaiser University in Palm Beach. I'm going to start having some of their students come to my office to get their hours. So I'll learn more about what they're teaching today in the chiropractic colleges. I know that a lot of the newer chiropractors are using instruments versus their hands, and I don't know if it's because of the philosophy they're teaching in school or because of medical legal reasons that people are afraid that there are so many litigious people out there that they will get sued if they hurt somebody with a chiropractic adjustment, which has been proven to be safe and effective. Even the AMA now is just did a article in the General American Medical Association saying that chiropractic is the best care for neck and lower back pain.
Interesting point. Janet?
Music means that it is time for us to take a break here on the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'm here in the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7, in the PennDOT Shopping Center. Our special guest today, Dr. Russ Tannenbaum, and you can always reach Dr. Tannenbaum's office calling 954-968-8400. We'll be right back with more. Stay tuned.
Hi, this is Janet for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour, and I would love to introduce you to the fabulous staff at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate.
This is Tatiana.
Good morning, Tatiana. I would love to have you introduce yourself to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition customers.
Well, my name is Tatiana, and I am one of the cashiers here, and I do speak Spanish if anyone needs any help. And I'm also on the floor to help anyone also.
I know that you have been acclimating yourself to the inventory at Save-A-Lot, and so if a Spanish-speaking customer came to see you, how would you greet them?
Well, I would say, hola, ¿cómo estás? And, you know, show them what they're looking for pretty much. Ask them pretty much anything that they were needing.
Thank you.
If they're looking for beauty or my favorite brand, which is Elba.
And a little giggle there, too. So thanks so much for introducing yourself to our customers, Tatiana.
As a special introductory offer at Janet's office at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate, come in anytime and receive a $5 coupon toward any of Janet's best cookies and bars. One per customer. You must have a consult with Janet to purchase these medically formulated weight loss products. The consultation is free. The weekly weigh-in is free. And the weight loss cookies and bars are at Save-A-Lot prices. Lose fat, spare lean muscle, lower blood sugar levels, and balance HDL, LDL cholesterol as you shape your body. Shed the pounds with magically formulated cookies and bars that provide essential protein content, necessary fiber, and low sugar in a great-tasting food. Consults are available Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Call 754-307-1655 for Janet Cimarelli's hours. 754-307-1655.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. Our very special guest today is Dr. Russ Tannenbaum, a chiropractor here in Margate that does manual manipulation, I'll get it straight, and cares for the patient to be able to get them better and leave his office. And he wishes them well because he's not the one to keep people on an ongoing basis on a regular time schedule to come in every week or twice a week for manual manipulation. However, he does deal with other issues that the body produces based upon the feedback that the patient has given him in the initial interview or the initial consultation. And Janet, you had a couple of interesting points that you were discussing with Rush while we were on the break. So let me turn it over to you.
Okay, so in that whole vein of discussion that, yes, you've addressed the principal issue. So actually, this is evolving into two questions. Once you've addressed the principal issue, do you suggest that the patient come back from time to time, sort of like a tune-up or a maintenance visit? And the other question is when you're dealing with patients and you've addressed the initial problem that they've consulted you for, do you find that underlying problems tend to surface or different areas of the body need attention?
Yes. A lot of times people come to me for their digestive issues and find out that they also might have plantar fasciitis, or they might have tennis elbow, or they may suffer from migraines. So my philosophy is, and any doctor that you ask, unfortunately today in today's busy society, when you go to the doctor, you get very little time to spend with the doctor. But when people come to see me, I talk to them for at least 15 or 20 minutes before I make a decision on what direction I'm going to go with them. And 90% of a person's diagnosis is what they're telling you is wrong with them. So if you listen to your patients, you will have a better chance of diagnosing them properly.
It's so crucially important to have that verbal exchange. You find out so much, such broader information than the one target area that they've come to discuss with you.
And that's why I recommend they come for a maintenance visit after they're feeling better at least once a month, because people have different postures that they're in, where they're sitting, sleeping, driving in the car, they're under stress, they may play some type of sports or go to the gym. So you're always putting your body into some type of stress and can cause muscle tension and some of the vertebrae and some of your articulations in your body to lock up and then have issues if you let it go too long. So once a month is what I recommend once I get them feeling better.
How important, you just mentioned doing exercise, how important is it for people who are using all of the machines in the gyms and doing workouts, weightlifting, how important is it for them to be seeing you on a regular basis?
It's extremely important, because what I do with patients is if they're having a specific issue, I will show them a specific stretching exercise to do before they work out, because a lot of people hurt themselves because they go right into the gym after getting out of bed without having to stretch, and then they go and they lift, you know, 50 or 75 pounds and try to do a squat, and all of a sudden they have a disc that they may injure, or they might injure one of their quadriceps muscles or a gluteal muscle because they haven't stretched properly before working out.
Okay, so here you are talking about musculature. And typically when people are thinking of a chiropractor and that type of health support, they're thinking of their skeletal structure. But it's your muscles that are going to help hold that skeletal structure in place. So is massage part of this approach in order to keep the muscles properly relaxed?
I'm glad you asked that question. I have three massage therapists that work in my office, and people come in sometimes for a combination of massage and chiropractic and acupuncture, or one or all three, and depending on their needs, they get that. But my philosophy has been over the years that, and all the literature that I've read and all of the stuff that's evidence-based, if you look on PubMed or any of the National Institute of Health, shows that most problems are muscle problems. And the muscle problems, okay, cause the vertebrae and the articulations in your body to get locked up. And you treat the body more holistically by treating the muscle and treating the joint, showing people how to stretch, giving them some massage, giving them nutritional support. And if I don't have the proper nutritional things in my office, I send them over to Save-A-Lot, because this store is amazing. It's really an amazing store. And I have your cards at my front desk.
Okay, fabulous. Well, it sounds like a very good combination of holistic approaches to help people achieve their good health, because it isn't just changing your diet. It isn't just changing your mindset. It is a wide array of different approaches. So to be able to go to your office and find acupuncture, chiropractic treatment, and massage, as well as nutrition, an absolute gold mine for people to work toward their good health.
Yeah, I think most people in some of the situations we've been discussing, they would go to a regular medical doctor. And the medical doctor may not know nearly as much as what you know about the muscles and the bones and the joints, Russ. So they're put on different prescriptions. And have you come across people that come into you that may be close to being addicted to pain pills that can cause a great deal of grief and, let's say, anxiety, stress, and a whole lot of negative feelings within the body?
Yes, I found that a lot of people, and all the stuff now on TV is talking about the opiate problem in this country. And the AMA and the medical doctors, believe it or not, are starting to refer more to the chiropractic profession, because they're finding that it's an alternative approach and a natural approach to people who are in pain. Of course, these people also have to get professional help to try to get them off of the medications, because most people are addicted to them. So even though you may be helping their pain, they're still addicted to the medications, and they have to get professional help with that, which, of course, is not my specialty. So you send them to the proper people to try to wean them off their medications. The other medication that I find that is really, really, really detrimental to the body are people who are on statin drugs.
Okay. Boy, did you hit a hot button for me.
Statins have been shown to cause memory loss, diabetes, liver damage, and chronic muscle spasm.
That's all?
That's it. So, and then all the studies also show that anybody over the age of 70, they do little or nothing for them. So many people come to see me, who are on 10, 15, 20 years of taking these medications, and they're never taken off. And now, in defense of the medical profession, people don't want to change their diet. They don't want to exercise. They don't want to do the proper lifestyle changes. So sometimes they must take these medicines. But there are all natural alternatives to statins, such as red yeast rice and taking garlic and taking niacin and a lot of different other herbal remedies that will lower your cholesterol without harming you.
Well, here's my take on that. You're going to lower your cholesterol with nutrients. And yes, that's a nice bridge. But your cholesterol levels are indicative of situations gone awry in your body. They're telling you, those cholesterol levels are telling you that something's wrong with your diet, something's wrong with your lifestyle. And those nutrients and the pharmaceuticals are a bridge while you're correcting those lifestyle and dietary choices. And of course, when you're choosing the nutrients instead of the pharmaceuticals, you're eliminating the possibility of succumbing to a whole wide range of side effects that you mentioned. I very frequently talk to people about, when were the cholesterol drugs introduced into the marketplace? Oh, early 1990s. Oh, around that time, how many people that you knew, older individuals, had a diagnosis of Alzheimer's disease? And they stop and think about it, and they say, come to think of it, I really didn't hear very much about Alzheimer's disease. Well, now we hear so much of it, and you think about how many people over the age of 50 are on statin class drugs and the dangers associated with those drugs. Certainly, the muscle breakdown that can be associated with those statins. And when you have muscle breakdown, then you're going to have pain.
That also brings up a good point, in that when people are put on their statin drugs, their medical doctors do not tell them to take coenzyme Q10 because that will keep them from having the muscle pain. And the other thing is that people don't realize that it says in the literature that if your cholesterol goes under 150, which is what the doctors want you to do, then you can become depressed and suicidal if you're under 150 because you need cholesterol for brain function.
That's a far too few people understand the suicide risk that is very surely associated with the statin class of drugs. So it is just about time for another short break here on the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. I want to let everyone know that if you are trying to find the Save a Lot Nutrition Center and you like to use your GPS, here's a little hint. Use Penn Dutch Margate as your point entered into the GPS. It will get you right to the Penn Dutch Shopping Center, and we are located at the south end of the Penn Dutch Shopping Center. We're 1/2 mile south of Sample Road, the address 3105 North State Road 7, also known as 441. Your best bet, put in Penn Dutch Margate, and you will find us. You're tuned to the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. Our special guest today, Dr. Russ Tannenbaum, and you can find Dr. Tannenbaum's office on Colonial Drive in Margate, 5800 Colonial Drive in Margate. The telephone number to reach Dr. Tannenbaum, 954-968-8400. Stay tuned, more to come.
Looking for quality groceries at great discount prices? Look no more. You can find the brands you know at the very best prices at Save-A-Lot, and always at the best prices. EDLP prices, everyday low prices. I said everyday low prices. That's right. EDLP everyday low prices. Come in, see for yourself, see the great selection, and be amazed at the prices. Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers, 3105 North State Road 7, Margate. Go to SaveALotNutritionCenters.com. That's SaveALotNutritionCenters.com.
Educational meetings, expert advice, information directed at achieving wellness rather than merely treating symptoms. This is just a glimpse of what you will find at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. If achieving health goals has been eluding you, discuss your health issues with me, Janet Cimarelli. Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center was founded on the principle that good health does not mean sacrificing your budget. Learn how we do things differently at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers. We concentrate our efforts on supporting wellness with the highest quality supplements at the very best of the best prices. Come save a lot of your money at the Save a Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7, 1/2 mile south of Sample Road in the PennDOT Shopping Center, 754-307-1655. 754-307-1655.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. It's Tuesday, June 6th, and I'm sitting here with Janet Cimarelli in her palatial office. Our special guest today is Dr. Russ Tannenbaum, a chiropractor who practices right here in Margate on Colonial Drive. And I think it's a wise investment for people to take you up on the free consultation, Russ, where they come in and you kind of help them or help steer them as to what they should be doing. I think people get lost because when they go to a medical doctor, the doctor takes out a prescription pad and writes a prescription, spends no time with the patient, doesn't get the history of the patient, doesn't understand the patient, doesn't understand the difference of how they're feeling, what areas of the body they need to be tended to. They're kind of in a situation where their specialty is seeing patients on a quick basis. Write a prescription, see the next patient. Ongoing problems are never really resolved. They're kind of put in the background because a prescription was given, and hopefully in the doctor's mind, that prescription is going to solve all the ills of that particular patient, whereas you operate differently. And I know that you and Janet had some conversation during the course of the break that I think we should pursue.
Okay.
Okay, so one of the things that I routinely suggest to people who come to see me that they've been put on a synthetic thyroid hormone replacement, so something like Synthroid, levothyroxine, and I will give them a natural formula, actual bovine or porcine glandular extract to be supportive of their thyroid function. I will also talk to them about the importance of iodine because your thyroid cannot function without the presence of that trace mineral along with the trace mineral selenium. So very specific forms of iodine and selenium. The other thing that I talk to them about is are they dealing with any kind of neck pain? Have they had an accident? Have they had a fall? Might they need an adjustment to their upper spine, their cervical spine? And my theoretical perspective is, okay, so the neurological energy coming from their brains through their spinal cord, that's part of the fuel for how their thyroid is meant to work, as well as the circulatory issues associated with having a proper alignment of the upper spine. So someone coming to you for thyroid issues or overall hormonal issues, how do you approach some of those symptoms and issues?
Well, the first thing that I do is I offer to do an Osira test on them. It's a machine that is from the UK that I've been using over the past 5 years. And what it does is it tests your body on a cellular level to see what's going on with all the organs and tissues in your body. It's so specific that it can actually even pick out a bad tooth if you have a bad tooth. And it's about 97% accurate as a blood test. And we all know a blood test is only a measure of how you are at that time. Same with the Osira test. It's only going to be a measure of how you are when I do the testing. If you do the testing 5 minutes later, your test is going to be different because your body's constantly changing. So as far as thyroid issues come into play, That isn't one of the things that I specialize in, so that I would refer them to someone like you, the nutritionist, who knows more about treating thyroid issues. But iodine is a very important factor. So I do have iodine liquid that I give to patients, and I also send them to a nutritionist like you to follow up because it is not my specialty, thyroid issues.
Okay, so that test, people can come to your office and can they request that test, or would you pretty much Almost every patient who comes in would have that test done.
I don't do that routinely on every patient because I have patients coming to me for different issues. People that are coming to me for neck pain, back pain, headaches, elbow pain, carpal tunnel syndrome, numbness or pain in an extremity, they're not going to come to me for an Ascyra test. They're going to come to me for the orthopedic stuff. If they're in my office and I notice on their form that they have a thyroid issue or they have other issues, I can always offer that to them. But there are some people, because of my website, that call just to have the Ascyra test, and they call from all over the country and ask me, is there somebody in Massachusetts, in Arizona, in Colorado who has this test? They would like to have it. And I've actually had people come to me from other parts of the world to just come to my office to have the test, because not only is the test a good test, but the way I treat people is that it's very affordable. I only charge $125 for the test, whereas most practitioners I know are charging upwards to $500 for the same test. So it's not about the money. It's about getting people better, and then they can go and spread the word saying that they finally found a practitioner who got them better without 100 visits, and they're feeling better and never have to come back again.
Isn't that wonderful? They are feeling better. That's the name of the game, to have the patient come back to you and say, "Doc, I feel so much better since I've been seeing you. And you've gotten to all of the issues that I might not even have an awareness of." You mentioned that sometimes a thyroid issue might not originate in the thyroid. What did you mean by that?
Well, since all the organs in your body communicate with each other, you can have a testicular problem, an ovarian problem, a gallbladder issue, a hypothalamus issue, a pituitary issue that might be mimicking a thyroid issue. So just because your blood test showed that your thyroid is off doesn't necessarily mean that you have a thyroid problem. And when they look at just the thyroid, and they have tunnel vision, there could be other things going on in your body. And by taking out your thyroid, or which is hopefully a no-no in most cases, or giving you medications for your thyroid, and even supplements for your thyroid, sometimes it may not be your thyroid that's the issue, and you have other issues that are causing that problem. And it's when people, as an example, people come to me and they say, "Hey, Doc, you know, I've got pain in my back going down my leg." And they went and had an MRI, showed that they had a herniated disc in their back. Well, it may not be the herniated disc, and most of the time it may not be the herniated disc that's causing the problem, but it might be that they have tight gluteal muscles and the sciatic nerve sits right under that. So if you help their gluteal muscles and take the pressure off the sciatic nerve, then it goes away. So it's a totally different issue. But the way the medical profession looks at it, they want to do MRIs and then do injections, and if that doesn't work, do surgery on somebody. And many times after this back surgery, the sciatic pain is still there because they totally missed the mark.
Right.
It's not coming from the herniated disc; it's coming from way quite a ways from it in the sacroiliac joint.
I come across that issue very frequently, that people have a specific diagnosis. They experience certain sensations of pain because of that diagnosis. The mainstream medical community addresses the diagnosis and declares the patient cured, but the pain remains. So that's very much an example of just what you've been saying. Another area that I think is important to discuss has to do with referred pain. And so people might be diagnosed with some kind of shoulder issue, some type of rotator cuff dysfunction, possibly some kind of neck misalignment, certain issues like that. And so I have learned that neck and shoulder pain can be referred pain from gallbladder and gallbladder inflammation and dysfunction. How might you address a patient who's coming to see you that says, "Ah, my neck, my shoulder, it's always tight, it's always painful"?
Well, the first thing I do, of course, is do a full orthopedic and neurological test of their neck. I also asked them about their habits. How do they sleep? How old is the mattress they're sleeping on? Do they sit at a desk? Do they text on their phone a lot? Do they use their phone with and hold it with their ear to one side? So postural things are very important. Then, of course, the other thing I asked them is how is their digestion? A lot of people who have irritable bowel syndrome or an ileocecal valve problem, which comes hand in hand with irritable bowel, is that they could have dark circles under their eyes. They could have shoulder pain. They could have neck pain. They could have upper back pain, which all mimics having just a spinal issue, but in fact, it could be referred pain from their digestive system.
It's interesting that you mention texting, because I'm seeing more and more on the internet about a texting neck, that people are bending their neck and maintaining that posture for an extended duration, and ultimately it results in a kind of chronic issue. So have you been seeing any of that, texting neck, in your practice?
Quite a bit of that I've seen. Mm-hmm. I've seen quite a bit of that. And the other thing I also wanted to bring up, and I know you've probably had this on your show before, is that unfortunately in this country, the pharmaceutical industry is hand in hand with the food industry. The two of them are making Americans sick. And the food makes you sick so that you have to go to the doctor to take a medication. And then the medication causes you to have other issues, so you have to take other medications. So they want to keep you their customer forever and ever and ever. That is not what a doctor is supposed to do. Doctor means teach. You're supposed to teach your patients how to take care of themselves and stay away from the doctors.
Well, it seems to me it began to change a number of years ago. It's probably 25, 30 years. I really don't know the exact time span when it was decided that doctors could advertise, that pharmaceutical companies could advertise their wares to the consumers. And when you think about it, it doesn't make a whole lot of sense unless they are just concerned with sales, not necessarily the recovery of the patient. And certainly, yes, indeed, the chemical companies that are selling their inventions, so to speak, to the food companies, the preservatives, the artificial fertilizers and pesticides that are exposed on our crops. So many different kind of under the radar approaches that we are exposed to so many chemicals in our foods, chemicals unfortunately that are given to the livestock that ultimately have an impact on our good health. And the other area, and we're coming up on a break, so I'll just kind of introduce the topic and we can get to it after the break. The opioid epidemic, and it is literally all over the country. They're saying that there were more than 60,000 deaths last year due to illegal opioid use, and the idea that people seeking relief from their pain see a physician, the physician writes them a pain relief substance that tends to have an addictive quality to it, then the patient is no longer able to afford that pharmaceutical, or it just is apparent that it's cheaper to buy it on the street than to have a prescription for it. So if the doctors were a little more concerned and cautious about writing that initial prescription, that might go a very long way to minimizing the number of deaths and the abuse with pain medications. We are out of time for this segment of the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'm here at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center with Mr. Al Foreman and our very special guest, Dr. Russ Tannenbaum. Dr. Tannenbaum can be reached at 954-968-8400, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Save-A-Lot has the entire spectrum of products to support your good health. Let's begin with those choices of organic foods at Save-A-Lot. Minimize your exposure to artificial chemicals found in fertilizers, pesticides, and genetically modified organisms. Choose organic foods and support your good health, as well as supporting ethical food practices. Come to Save-A-Lot and see your organic food choices at great prices, the best prices, 3105 North State Road 7 in Margate, 1/2 mile south of Sample Road in the Penn Dutch Shopping Plaza, 754-307-1655.
The knowledgeable team at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center is partnering with Janet Cimarelli to give you the information and knowledge you need to better manage your health. Janet is a leading licensed nutrition counselor specializing in the field of natural foods and supplements. Janet's counseling services are now available at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7 in Margate. At the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, Janet can work with you to change your diet and change your life. Janet has over 25 years of clinical experience helping people to overcome and manage illness. Let her help you get on the path of better health. Call today for convenient times to meet with Janet Cimarelli. Call 754-307-1655. That's 754-307-1655. And make sure to listen to Janet and Mr. Al Foreman Monday through Friday, 10 to 11 a.m. right here on WNN. Great service. Great prices. Save-A-Lot.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. And we're on to our last segment of today's show with our very special guest, Dr. Russ Tannenbaum. And I want to remind our listeners that the entire inventory here at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center up until the end of this month, June 30th, will be an additional 10% off the everyday low price. And you can feel free to shop today up until 8 o'clock tonight. The rest of the week, we're open until 8 o'clock. On Saturday, we are open from 9 to 6. Janet Cimarelli is here today, right after the radio show, from 11 to 2. Tomorrow she's off. Thursday she's here from 4 to 7. 11 to 2. Friday she's here from 4 to 7. Saturday 1 to 5. And Janet, I know that the topic of opioid use or misuse or
illegal use.
Illegal use. There's so many different terms I guess we can use. Is a far-reaching topic that affects so many people. And you mentioned 60,000 deths, which I think may be understated from a standpoint that we're not getting all the numbers. And it irks me or bothers me to know that people can turn around and do more, they can do better things with their body than taking opiates. And I think this is something that Dr. Russ Tannenbaum is very viable and can help people get off the opiates from a standpoint of treating the body, because the body will treat the mind. And focusing on what the issues are, I think, is important. So let me turn it back to you, Jenna, with the issue of the opiates.
Okay, so it is truly an epidemic. It is a healthcare crisis, and it's one that unfortunately is getting far too little publicity, and the levels of how this crisis has developed are not necessarily being exposed. And I just come back to your statement about the pharmaceutical companies are in league with the food companies. The food companies truly are not nourishing us. They are exposing us to a number of different chemicals that thereby create health issues. And so this is a very, very large problem that goes beyond just an opioid crisis. We have people becoming ill because of the dietary choices they make. Now, I'm going to ask you, the OSIRA test that you do, would it expose chemicals in people's bodies that they that could be contributing to their issues, health issues they're dealing with?
Absolutely. It'll pick up on any toxicity that you may have in your body, or if you have a parasite, or if you have any bacterial signatures in your colon or in your body. It picks up a lot of different things.
Okay, so the underlying contributing factors to a particular symptom can be exposed with this test.
Yes.
Okay, what kind of a test is it?
It's called an Osira test, and what it does is it scans your body, and it tests the residence of your cells. And what happens is once it comes up with a formula, then I give the formula to the patient. It's basically just distilled water, but then it gets imprinted to your cells after you take the test. And it's put on a plate, and we imprint your cells, which includes the balancing items, because this is bioenergetic medicine. So what it does is it balances the energy in your body, and the body just heals itself. And I've seen people come to me with all sorts of issues, whether dermatological, digestive, hormonal, and I give them this remedy to take, and it's a sublingual remedy, and it tells you how many drops to take under your tongue twice a day, and then I retest them in 2 weeks, and a lot of times in just two or three sessions, their maladies are gone, and they want to know, well, what's in this thing? Is it alcohol? Is it, what type of drugs are in this? I said, it's just pure distilled water with your own cells fixing yourself, kind of like stem cell. A lot of times now that you have orthopedic doctors, they're shooting stem cells and human cells into knees to help regenerate a meniscus or a part of the body. And this is doing it without it being invasive. It just drops under your tongue. And I've been doing it for 5 years, and I find some amazing things happen with it.
Well, it sounds like, number one, an amazing test, and then an amazing remedy. And for our listeners who may be interested in learning a little bit more, Dr. Tannenbaum's website, you can access that website, asirawellness@gmail.com. It's A, S as in Sam, Y, R, A, AsiraWellness@gmail.com. Now, you were saying that people contact you because they've seen this website and they want to know where they can access this test. And so people from all over the world are seeking out the information you have.
Yes, and I'll get on the phone and actually speak to them and tell them that they must find somebody. And sometimes I'll go on the internet and try to find a practitioner for them and call them back. And I've gotten things on Facebook and on my website saying, doctor, you know, that I was so helpful to point them in the right direction that they didn't even have to come see me, but they went to a doctor in their state or in their city and were helped tremendously and thanking me for it, because it's about helping people. That's all this is about. Being a doctor is about helping people, and that's how it's supposed to be.
Teaching them on how to maintain their wellness.
That's
and
right.
How did you find a Osira scan machine testing?
Dr. Clifford Fruithandler, who was a chiropractor in Margate, which is why I'm in Margate now. And I was coming up and learning the test when I was practicing in a plantation. And unfortunately, he passed away 5 years ago. And I came up here to help him out, his wife and his family out, and wind up taking over the practice. I was going to buy my own Osira machine to bring back the plantation. And unfortunately, Dr. Fruithandler passed away, so I wind up buying his practice, and the Osira machine was part of that practice.
How long does the test take, Rush?
It takes 3 to 5 minutes.
So it's very quick.
Very quick. It's not invasive. You don't feel anything. It doesn't cause any side effects or anything to you. And it's a very safe test.
So you use a scanner to scan the body?
Yes. You hold two probes, and then the probes are connected to the computer, to the software, and then it does a scan of your entire body.
Does it give you a printout?
It gives you a printout, and I print it out every time. I give the patient a copy of the printout. It's usually about 8 pages long. And the scan, it's very specific. And a lot of times it'll come up with problems that you didn't even realize you had, and it's just an amazing thing. When I first was introduced to it, I thought, this can't be. But after watching Dr. Fruithandler practicing on people who have had all these different maladies and getting better with it, Does this help everybody? No, it doesn't help 100% of the people that come to see me. But I would say I got about an 80 to 90% success rate, which is a lot better than a lot of the other remedies that doctors give people. They usually don't have that much of a success rate. And we're talking success rate, not meaning it helped them cover their symptoms temporarily. I'm talking about success rate, meaning it permanently fixed the problem.
A good point. I know, to me, it sounds very interesting, Janet.
And sign me up. I'm ready to go.
I think it's worthy of people that are facing these different situations to visit you at your practice here in Margate and learn more about it and get the test done.
Yeah.
Since it only takes a few minutes and the results or the prognosis is shown on a printed form, people could then go ahead and use the distilled water with whatever dosage is recommended based upon the prognosis. Is that correct?
Yes. Yes, and just the bottom line is that people are sick and tired of being sick and tired.
No question about it, Russ. Give out your information again because we're coming up on the close of the show.
My name is Dr. Russ Tannenbaum. I can be found at 5800 Colonial Drive, Suite 305, and my telephone number is 954-968-8400.
Janet? And the website is asyrawellness@gmail.com, asyrawellness@gmail.com. To all our listeners, thanks so much for tuning in to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I've been sitting here with Mr. Al Foreman, our special guest, Dr. Russ Tannenbaum, and we'll be back tomorrow at 10. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman, and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. Remember to tune in every weekday at 10 a.m. and find out more about EDLP. The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.